Good morning. This quote stood out to me in the recent Living with Shiva lessons. It's lesson 149. Every experience, no matter how difficult or embarrassing, is a good experience, providing the lesson to be learned is extracted from it. Experiences that are unresolved and repressed can be very burdensome for the individual. Living Saiva Dharma makes us our own psychologist, psychiatrist, counselor, and problem solver. This is because one slowly becomes the watcher of his mind thinking, the watcher of his emotions, feeling, acting, and reacting. Sounds good on paper, right? Every experience, no matter how difficult or embarrassing, is a good experience. Sounds good on paper. But sometimes we don't take it that way. We feel we didn't do the right thing, or we feel we let ourselves down, we didn't come up to a certain standard that we should have, and therefore, if we have that perspective, what's it do? It adds a new burden to the burdens we already have. So why did we do that? Therefore, we have to be careful not to end up in that, what would you say, that often used approach to experience it. Experiences that work out well are the good ones, experiences that work out poorly are the bad ones. We don't want to fall into that thinking. But every experience is a good experience, providing one thing happens. And that needs to happen. The lesson to be learned is extracted from it. That's what makes it a good experience. We've learned the lesson from it. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means if it didn't work out exactly like we wanted it to work out, either slightly off course or in a major wise off course, we give thought. What can I do differently next time in the same situation? You know, we think about it. This didn't work out right. What can I do differently next time this same situation comes around to avoid this shortcoming? There's no reason to repeat it. And that's really a measure of how serious we are in making spiritual progress. Can we just make one mistake once? Do we have to make the same mistake again? Again? So if we can only make the same mistake once, instead of twice or three times, that's good. You know, that shows we're really paying attention. Paying attention to what? The mind thinking, the watcher of his emotions, feeling, acting, and reacting. Often, individuals mention to me they can't seem to make their mind quiet. They sit and meditate and it's going all over the place. Well, the fact that you know it's going all over the place is actually a good thing. Right? You know what happened. And that's one of the sadhanas that Yoga Swami gave Markandeya Swami. He says, watch the mind. If it goes to 100 places, don't miss one. So learning how to watch where the mind is going in terms of thought and emotion is important. Even though we're not necessarily able to quiet it down as perfectly as we would like. So being able to watch the patterns, understand the patterns, is necessary. Otherwise, when when there is an experience and it doesn't work out well, we're not seeing it, we're not willing to admit it, we're certainly not learning from it. So it's all a one thing, is the point. The ability to watch the mind think, watch the patterns of emotional action and reaction. As Gurudeva says, the emotional reaction is good, but when we react to the reaction, that's when it's going one step too far. We don't need to go through that. Experiences that are unresolved and repressed can be very burdensome for the individual. Living Saiva Dharma makes us our own psychologist, psychiatrist, counselor, and problem solver. So we never want to fall into this perspective that we're flawed and somebody we're working with is perfect. In Western approach, it's the psychologist or the psychiatrist. In Catholicism, it's the priest. You know, in Hinduism, we don't want to take on that perspective that the teacher is perfect and I'm flawed. I'm going to the teacher to fix me. That's not the idea. Gurudev is saying we're our own psychologist, psychiatrist, meaning we're fixing ourselves. And inside, everybody's perfect. The teacher's perfect. The student's perfect. Inside, we're all perfect. But we're fixing the outside. We're improving it through various techniques that Gurudeva gives us in the Master Course. So we're improving ourselves, correcting any issues that are there. And experiences are unresolved and repressed. Can be hard to find, but in the process of Mahavasana Daha Tantra, they can pop up. Or subsequent years of Vasana Daha Tantra, they can pop up. But repressed means we've hidden them. So it can take some writing to bring them back. And the point here that isn't really said but implied is we're a divine being on the inside. So we have to have that sense. Otherwise, if something is unresolved and repressed, it can be reluctant to pop up. It's repressed because it makes us feel bad about ourselves. So we have to feel we're a divine being, to have that concept in order to face these things, these imperfections in our outer nature. We need the idea of being a divine being. That's why in Dancing with Shiva, Gurudeva starts out that way. You are a divine being. The first sloka, as I often mention, isn't about Shiva, it's about you. You are a divine being. It's a very important part of Gurudeva's teachings. We have to be convinced of that in order to root out any imperfections and not have them overwhelm us. They're just parts of the outer nature we need to improve. We have Yogaswami Shrine, as you know, and in front of the shrine there's the words of our master. In the monastic routine, when we have the Shiva Puja, not the Shiva Homa, but the Shiva Puja from 5:30 to 6, I'm given a flower and I get to give that flower to Yogaswami. And quite often I open up words of our master and see what it says. So it said this, "You must learn to be cool and calm. You must learn to be cool and calm in the midst of intense activity." So at the moment I read it, you know, that struck me, and it means a number of things. It's not limited to one point only. But it meant to me that nothing should upset you. Simple way of putting it. Be cool and calm in the midst of intense activity. Intense activity shouldn't upset you. You shouldn't lose your cool and calm. Well, therefore, if something someone says or does upsets you, from the mystical point of view, it shows you have a weak point. I'm upsettable. I have a flaw. I have a weakness. I need to strengthen it, because nothing should upset me. That's the point. Nothing should upset you. If we have the right perspective and the right control of the mind, nothing should throw us off center. Why should something be able to throw us off center and make us emotional? It just shows shortcoming in us. So, of course, if someone does or says something that upsets us, we tend to blame them, right? You shouldn't have done that. But you can turn it around and thank them. You can say, oh, at least inwardly, thank you very much for upsetting me. Shows an area I need to improve. Thank you very much for doing this outlandish thing that I got really upset about. Shows an area I need to improve, because there's no benefit of getting upset, right? It's just a temporary suspension of our higher faculties. That's probably a good definition. Becoming upset is a temporary suspension of our higher faculties. It's like we're at a computer, but the internet's not there, you know. I can't do what I want to do. I lost my higher faculties temporarily. So it's true, when we get emotional, then we've lost touch with our higher nature. Then it depends how upset we get. Gurudeva said, if you get extremely upset, it takes 72 hours to calm down. Imagine that. 72 hours. So if someone is of that nature, within that 72-hour period, they'll probably get very upset again. And then within that 72-hour period, they'll get upset again. So permanent state of upset, right? Permanent suspension of one's higher faculties. Oh, there was a quote that relates to that. I think it was in today's lesson. Gurudeva says, because ignorance is all, he's talking about anubha, because ignorance is all pervasive, equally distributed throughout the world, one must leave the world and get a wise dome. Wisdom, a wise head, a wise dome. He must transmute the energies from the solar plexus. Nothing must affect him there. To his third eye, see into the past, see into the future, and with that understanding, and with that seeing, understand the present. Let me read that sentence again. He must transmute the energies from the solar plexus. Nothing must affect him there. To his third eye, see into the past, see into the future, and with that seeing, understand the present. So Gurudeva was talking about the same thing we've been talking about, right? He's saying, don't get upset. Nothing must affect you in the solar plexus, meaning nothing disturbs your emotion. That's where the emotion is, the solar plexus. So if you get upset, your solar plexus gets upset. If you really get upset, then, or some people can't eat. You know, because the stomach's there too. It just disturbs the physical forces as well as the emotional forces. You just don't feel like eating. You lost your appetite because you got upset. So Gurudeva is saying, don't get upset. Transmute the energy into the third eye, or use your higher faculties. That's really what he's saying. You know, don't let life upset you. Transmute energy. Use your higher faculties. See into the past. See into the future. And with that seeing, understand the present. Okay, well, thank you very much. Have a nice phase.